today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy birthday, 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 birthday We're really happy it's your birthday today. I got a felony charge. I hope they don't find out about it. Hey, I don't have any front teeth. I'm waiting food on you. I don't have my front teeth. My wife don't really smile that broadly. Hey.
Birthday arsenic tablet.
In a world where things happen organically in a finite manner, if you don't jump when the getting is good, you miss out.
Yeah, you're not going to make fruitcakes every year.
Oh, right? No, this is it.
No. Have you heard about the cherry shortage?
No. What? Is there a bad cherry shortage?
Oh, it's horrible.
Wink, wink.
But we've bought our futures.
Oh, we're good.
We're in.
I'm just talking about from now on.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, so much younger than me, Carla. Happy birthday to you.
She's busy giving back facials and chemical peels today. But I have to say, it was 10 years ago, I married my best friend. No, that was the anniversary post where I said the situation got out of jail the same day I got married. Can it get any better than this? No. Happy birthday.
When you married Carla Sorrentino.
Yes. Carla Snooki Polizzi. Carla is, today is her 19th birthday.
That's
very, very excited.
Is she excited to vote?
Oh, she's so excited to vote and vape. Voting and vaping. It's really
vaping is dangerous.
Really special.
It is.
It's especially if you put the cannabis in. Is that what have they determined that? You know, we've been meaning to talk about vaping. By the way, happy birthday, Carla. Got big plans for you. Going to a gourmet restaurant tonight.
Mm. Which one?
It's called Iguan Namia.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Have you heard
the sushi rolls?
Southwest Iguan Namia.
Mike, those aren't stars; those are asterisks.
Iguan Namia has a logo of a lizard.
Yes,
and fantastic frozen margarita.
Oh, Mike, you know what? You're keeping it real. You're going back to
Iguanamia. We're going to Iguanamia.
I like how you kept dropping clues.
Where she wants to go
until Oscar figured out what you were talking about.
I didn't know.
I couldn't go on anymore. He didn't.
No. Iguana what?
Iguan Namia. Just fantastic. So we're gonna go there and celebrate. And I don't know.
Do
she
they
wants
do stuff?
Dog.
I mean, you go there a lot. Do they do stuff for birthdays, like put a sombrero on her and sing?
No, I don't think it's one of those restaurants where you hear coming from the kitchen.
No flair,
which I always hate.
Happy birthday, 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 happy, and all the
board servers going. We hate our jobs. We're going to our car. I'll get in my car. I'll smoke a joint and then I'll go back home. Hey, we're really happy. It's your birthday today. I got a felony charge. I hope they don't find out about it. Hey, I don't have any front teeth. I'm waiting food on you. I don't have my front teeth. My wife don't really smile that broadly.
Birthday arsenic tablet.
If you saw what we do to the food inside, you wouldn't need another bite, I sure.
Now, would you be the kind of guy that would ever like sneak up to the maitre d' or the floor manager and say, it's her birthday and we want to embarrass you? Or embarrass her?
Probably.
I've asked for cake, not embarrassment.
I always ask for embarrassment.
Yeah. I haven't said the word
we did it to RJ once at the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, that's right.
We said it was his 50th birthday, and it's important that you embarrass him.
That's funny.
And the thing about it is, I've probably said, "Can we do something special?"
Yeah.
And sometimes I've made a really big deal about it,
right.
But never like the embarrassment part.
Okay.
Of things. So it's her 39th birthday. I am 21 years older than she is.
Wait a second.
Are the statistics that 60. Are out there. You don't hear 60. That very. I'm 60.
She does not 60. Look 39.
No.
And she is, she's, you know, it was an interesting morning. My son bit his lip. And his lip was bothering him, so he's crying this morning. I had to run out to Shea Mart to get some Ambisol to put on it. And then he was like, that feels funny, Dad. I said, yeah, that's it's kind of a numbing agent. Oh, and he grins, and I'm like, okay, that crisis has been averted. To the bus we go. Seneca's on his way. Yes, sir. And one of the old guys driving out this morning super early rolls his window down as I'm waving to the bus, and he goes, bye, Daddy.
Oh,
and just
God.
Drives out.
Just drives bye. Out.
One of the guys that knows me.
That
like, hey,
guy.
Jimmy, how you doing? Bye, Daddy. Like in a mocking tone. Yeah, like,
so yes. Great.
I have normal age kids. But anyway, you know, as
I get to sleep
away,
till I wake up.
I'm going
to
go live my life.
I bet, but you know what? To be fair, I bet he had Ambisol already.
Yeah.
Probably two tubes.
It's going to be, she was not feeling well. We had the neighbors over, our next door neighbors over, and yes, she had a couple of glasses
sure,
of wine.
That'll
before.
Do it.
We just had za. We just had some pizza, and it was not, but she was feeling very queasy because Carla eats like a champ most of the
yeah.
time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, me, my old stomach, it's like, yeah, bring it. What can you throw at me? You know, no problem at all.
The old
right?
Ironside.
Yeah. Really nice folks, and they've only come down for a short period of time, so they're going back. But she was not feeling well, and now she's off today because it's hands-on bringing in friends and family members as subjects for her skin torture.
Ooh.
That she's
nice.
Going to be doing today.
It's not torture.
So,
it's their ways of beauty.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm very happy. She's delighted. She's totally into this, and I'm happy, and... you know, I'm thinking like Oscar thinks. I'm like, oh, how do we get 15 different salons with Carla's name on it? You know, that's the way I think.
Yes.
She's like, I just want to enjoy. No, enjoy. No, I'm in the crazy rich Asian movie mode of any business enterprise.
You have a name for a
salon
yet?
I don't think in terms of how much fun you have doing it. I think in terms of how it can affect the bottom line, which accounts for my amazing success here.
Mike, of course.
Mike, what's fun?
What's fun? You have fun. Come on.
No, I'm teasing. I just.
You work your ass off, but you do. You've been going. I mean,
We just finished. I would say in the last. In the last 21 days.
That's 3 weeks, Mike.
Yeah, I haven't had a day off. It's crazy.
You've been working weekends.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you? Is your other show that we talked about? Are you going to be doing any more shows? Las Vegas.
Before the end of the year, no. Before the end of the year.
That's a modified schedule.
Yeah, it's a modified schedule. It's fantastic.
I can say.
That's good.
Fantastic,
so that'll chill.
Yeah.
And the studio downtown is built?
Yeah. We had, so if you, this is what, and just quick sidebar. When you get a letter from ESPN Corporate in Bristol, Connecticut.
Dear Oscar.
They say, and it's addressed to the entire production staff. So it's not just me. It's our team here. It's the local ESPN team from D.C. that says Dominique Foxworth's new show that we're actually producing the daily show, the weekly show of, has great content, great concept, and the set looks amazing. That's our podcast village. That's where
yeah.
you broadcast
cool.
from.
Right.
And then we knock out a production like yesterday where you see like, he has the set has been upgraded from some requests that they had from Connecticut.
It tweaked it.
And if you look at it today, just dropped, it looks like an effing TV show. So you should be proud as a team member.
What's the corporate? What is the corporate thing?
The corporate entity, the second in command for all ESPN programming for television.
Yeah,
he's the person who wrote us about the show we're producing for. The Undefeated, which is an ESPN brand about Dominique's show. And we just recorded the second episode yesterday after our show in the morning. I raced over to M. We did that show. It went up to the world. And it's a great feeling. So to answer your question.
Oh, I thought that when you say a corporate letter, that
it sounded
that was
like
a long
he was
way to go. I thought there was
something
horrible
up,
coming.
No, the corporate letter was great.
Cease and desist immediately with using our logos.
It says it was actually... reinforcing that the effort put into this show and into the entire company to put our best foot forward is working.
And I have to say,
you've got a nice compliment from corporate.
Yes.
And as
a
compliment,
thank you for the good work you're doing.
Yes. All
right. Let me tell you this, Oscar. When you say it looks like a flipping TV show, don't diminish it.
It is. It is a TV show.
It is.
Just, I mean, it is a TV show.
When I've watched what's been built around here based on, you know, largely on his hard work, it's amazing. It's fun to be a part of it.
So to answer your question, is it fun? It's absolutely fun because we love doing it.
But you're crisp. I mean, it's written all over your
face. Well, I guess my point to you is that heavy lifting for that studio is done.
And your live show is done that you did on your other. And now
if we could sell some more fruitcakes.
Yes.
Well, how are we doing with the fruitcake?
I ran the numbers. We should be doing better than last year. We're doing just as good as last year. We should be doing better.
We have to exceed.
We should do better.
Yes.
Yeah.
2 weeks away, people.
We've got passionate people.
How about this?
We do.
If you win the golden ticket, don't be scared. You don't have to come here. You don't even have to tell us.
No.
Because Pony and I were doing some analysis this weekend.
You really think that the golden ticket promotion that I came up with and I was accused of stealing from your other is diminishing the sales?
Okay. So the
conversation. I'll kill you,
Mike,
if you tell me that.
You should know that Pony and I were looking at all the metrics. And I was actually working with Pony this weekend, right? This weekend, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Mike,
absolutely.
I don't just work on Podcast Village. I work on the Mike O'Mara show this weekend.
And
Owen Dukes.
He was working on bettering Pony.
So I'm talking to Pony. I'm like, run those numbers again. Let me see all the variables you put in. So we're going back and forth. And if I can pull the curtain back a little bit, this is great. Last year, we lost a ton of money because we set the shipping price at a flat fee.
Right.
The only thing that's changed, the two things that have changed is now we have to charge for shipping so we don't lose a ton of money, because that wasn't fun last year. And Mike decided to invite people to the studio in his house.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two variables. So let's say it's not the shipping. If you all are scared.
No, let's say it is the shipping, because the house promotion, the golden ticket, that is such crap. If you're saying to me that you're saying that would prevent people from buying a fruitcake because they have a chance to win, they're not scared. Scared that they'll have to travel to D.C.
Maybe we broadcast to a lot of homebodies.
Maybe not D.C.
Oh, Florida. I see.
If
they're scared to come to Florida?
Well, if they're scared that if they get the ticket and they don't want to go, and they have to tell us they get the ticket and they don't want to go,
if they don't, if awkward. They can't go or they don't want to go, they can give the ticket back to us or give it to somebody.
It is transferable. The golden ticket and the platinum ticket is transferable.
Boom, bam.
I don't expect the person that gets the platinum or gold ticket to. Why are we having this discussion?
I don't
know.
I think it's because he's crispy.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, but it's completely transferable.
Yes.
You know,
yes. You just sign the back of it,
table.
Right?
What's that?
You just sign the back of it.
Yeah,
like a check. That's all you do for deposit only. Yeah.
Is it resellable?
Glad you got a good letter from ESPN Corporate. Meanwhile, I'm having a friggin' bake sale. It's not doing as well as it did last year.
FML. It's doing, you didn't hear me. It's doing as well as it did last year. We should be doing better.
That's not good enough. We expected to double it.
We have to redouble
it. We should be doing better. That's why I'm pleading to the audience right now. Know that you don't have to come or go to Florida if you get this. You can give it to somebody else.
Last year, I think we also have to account for last year, the newness of it. That's what made it very,
but
very
what should offset that is there were people that doubted the fruitcake. They said, you know, we had been talking about them for 10 years.
It's our fundraiser. It's our fundraiser.
And there was not one speck of a bad review from what we shipped out last year.
I know.
People should be excited to get in on this, buy multiple fruitcakes, save them for themselves, give them as gifts, put them in the freezer.
All I know is these discussions, I'm channeling Madeline Kahn now. With all this talk about Oscar being crispy,
yes,
I'm channeling Madeline Kahn, hearing all this talk about this, you know, seeing, you know, because really, ultimately, it comes back when I look at the world, it comes back to me, where I think about my world, you know, and when I hear that, you know, this is going great down here, and this is going, all of Oscar's other enterprises are doing so well, but meanwhile, back at the home base. Here we are.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Makes me feel a little sad, to be honest with you. I mean, I've really enjoyed doing the show the last year. It's been fantastic, but when I hear this stuff, you know, it makes me sad.
Well, Mike, nothing goes on forever.
Rob.
And all I know is this. In a world where things happen organically in a finite manner, if you don't jump when the getting is good, you miss out.
Yeah, you're not going to make fruitcakes every year.
Oh, right? No, this is it.
No. Have you heard about the cherry shortage?
No. What? Is there a bad cherry shortage?
Oh, it's horrible.
Wink, wink.
But we've bought our futures.
Oh, we're good.
We're in.
I'm just talking about from now on.
Yeah, I know.
Mike.
I didn't get much sleep myself last night.
Oh, no? What happened?
I was tossing and turning. I'm uptight. I'm nervous about stuff. I'm nervous, you know. I'm thinking. It's always churning, you know.
Yeah.
It's always churning. It's never ending. It's like everybody in life. Everybody, no matter what you do, no matter what you do for a living, you're always thinking. You're always trying to think, what can I do to make it better? And you know, if we have a real, so what you're telling me is, if we had a really great week with fruitcake sales,
yeah,
and even somebody who wasn't inclined to get one went and grabbed one, that would be really great.
Think really of the magic of giving.
But
as
we do
a
that
gift.
To ourselves. We started promoting it later. We didn't probably at the beginning give it the same go. We don't plan enough. We need to plan better. We kind of let things happen. We still do that a lot.
Well, I know this.
Not like we used to.
Our listenership is a procrastinating crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to think, oh, I can do that later. I can do that later. Listen, folks, you got 13 days. That's it.
13 days for
the
fruit.
Can you put an atomic clock on our website that's counting down?
I will do that.
Thank you. That's not a bad call.
And if it's not atomic, it's okay. It's just a clock.
He legitimately had a discussion with you.
Yes.
That my thing about the platinum and gold ticket may have been causing the I might have been blamed when I bring my brilliant idea that I stole from Chad Dukes. When I bring that to and get a phone call and get a post that says, I can't believe Mike would do that. And then I said, what?
What?
The golden ticket. We've been doing that for 3 months. And I said, I didn't know that. And I really didn't know that. And then after all that, as I'm getting attacked by the guy that stole my job, I am sitting there and I go and I'm like, what happened? And you're telling me that idea that I took all that unnecessary crap about is the reason that... That can't be true. What's your opinion, Pony?
You know, I said, Oscar, Mike is no monster. He's a wonderful man, and I don't think you're right.
People
about
are afraid
that.
To come to my house?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee awful. That's exactly what Pony said.
A wonderful man.
Pony, in Pony's defense, Pony said, the shipping is something that's dramatically different.
It is. It's
it goes, anybody could get
it's not that dramatically different, guys.
It's not.
Pennies.
It's not $190.
You'd get yelled at if you said that.
You'd yell at? Well, I'd get fired.
You'd get yelled at. Yes, you'd get yelled at.
No. It's not $2. We were boneheads last year. We were saying flat rate shipping for $2.
Right.
That's nobody does that. Amazon doesn't do that unless you buy Prime.
Right. Pennies. This is a matter of pennies.
It's depending on where you are in the country. It's anywhere from.
Don't give numbers. Numbers bore people.
They're not bad. It's
statistics make people yawn.
There is nothing being made on the shipping.
No.
The problem with what and by the way, Pony and I have a conversation like this every weekend throughout the fruitcake. So we always analyze to see how it's going.
That sounds fun.
Well, I'd love to invite you to them. Please, you're welcome anytime.
I'm always around.
So, I'm sure on a Sunday, please.
Hey, Pony, what did he say about the golden ticket?
Let's get back to that.
I said, Oscar.
Tell me the truth. Don't play a game.
Don't play a
game.
Stick. Just tell the truth.
I want the full truth.
And nothing but the truth.
Because I think he may be projecting, because that has to blow back on him a little bit, the whole drama around the golden ticket.
We didn't even bring up the golden ticket. At all. The discussion was more
You just brought it up on the air?
Not at all.
I love messing with you.
You know,
I
man.
I love messing with you.
Jeez. You know.
You know, if he was any more of a troll, he'd live under a bridge.
I swear to God. Well, his best friend's the troll of trolls.
I know. But trolls
the Uber troll.
But trolls shouldn't be 7 feet tall.
I know. The Uber troll. Had another one yesterday. Sometimes his are not even decipherable to me.
Yeah.
It's part of that, you know, that frog group that he's with. You know what I mean? The picture of the frog.
I've seen it.
The secret society, yeah, that type. He goes into the deep conspiracy people. And then he'll post something like, is it really time? And then vague, get 40 likes and people are like, ha, 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 yeah, we're going to throw all the
ribs
into the ocean.
That's really vague and frightening conspiracy.
Like the golden ticket, if anything, has helped. I just honestly, we're looking. I want those numbers. The response for the fruitcakes last year was so overwhelming.
It's very simple. Let's simply say, listenership,
I want to beat last year.
If you can buy one fruitcake today, even if you already bought one, buy an extra.
Yes,
that
please.
Would help the cost.
As a gift.
It's our fundraiser. And yes. This is, look, we have a budget at this show that we have to hit some certain numbers or we're in a lot of trouble. And we, because this is a
Christmas
job. This is like
canceled.
You know, we don't want to cancel Christmas.
Oh, God, no. We really don't. But now I know what tomorrow's spot's going to be.
Yeah. See, I think I didn't have anything to really worry about, but I really, 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 yeah, change those. Let's make them friendlier now.
Okay.
Yeah, let's make them friendly.
Clearly,
perhaps
your copy
because
isn't
clearly
working.
That isn't working.
Well,
sometimes
today,
they work, sometimes they don't.
Today is
these
a comment on a social issue, and tomorrow, friendly.
Friendly. Yeah, I mean,
friendly.
It's necessary.
We've yes.
Because you're telling people you're not special.
There are many sets of
that's
ears.
That's what you're saying to people. You realize that's your entire
hey, you know for a fact there is a segment of our population that responds well to negativity.
I know. But
out
maybe
west,
it's not
they'd say.
With Christmas and all that.
Yes, we don't want to cancel Christmas.
Make it happy. But
yeah. And a loss to toe.
How are they going to miss it? Buy a fruitcake. That's it. Yeah, all right, start the goddamn show.
You're special, though, Mike.
Yeah, you too.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Do you ever have to fart on a bus or an airplane or in some public place? But you hadn't been farting all that day. So you didn't really know the nature of the beast. You only knew there was lots of it. In a situation like that, what you have to do is to release a test fart. You have to arrange to release quietly and in a carefully controlled manner about 10 to 15% of the total fart in order to determine if those around you can handle it. Or if in fact you may be about to precipitate a public health emergency. When releasing a test fart, it is often good to engage in an act of subterfuge, such as reaching for a magazine. Say, is that Golf Digest? That doesn't smell too horrifying. In fact, in an odd way, it's rather pleasant.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Wade. Appreciate that. We don't want to sound ungrateful. We are truly grateful for all of you that have purchased our TMOS Fruitcake Futures, and we really, really appreciate everything you guys do for us, and we know who you are. So, you know, pardon us when we have our little venting.
Sure.
We're all broken. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are heard in Mobile, Alabama, Lewiston, Maine, Gloversville, New York, Cocoa Beach, Florida, Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Canada, Biloxi, Mississippi, and we are happy to have you here. Believe it or not, I did not plan it this way, but our show today brought to you by Fruitcake Futures.
What? Oh,
there
what?
We go.
Spot
it's
number
right
506?
Here.
Damn.
Yes. Look at you big-time actress, fancy clothes, limousines, you're loving your Emmy Award, your Golden Globe, your multiple Screen Actors Guild Awards, loving life and getting it done. Nice. Then, out of the blue, big-time college entrance exam scandal. And suddenly, you are the most desperate housewife of them all. You try to avoid jail time, but you are denied.
Oh, no.
And you know why? Because you're not special, Felicity. You don't matter. This is selling. We are selling our fruitcakes.
Yeah, we're coming around the corner here, Mike. You see, this is what we. This is the setup, and the punch is coming.
There's. I don't care. Keep the campaign going. Don't change a thing. I'm sorry.
We do what we want.
You're not special, Felicity. You don't matter. There's nothing keen or notable about you. So if you assume, Felicity, that we're going to let you order a TMOS signature fruitcake after the September 30th deadline, wise up, Huffman.
Huffman.
There will be no second chance, no exceptions. Order now or do without. You're not special. Don't screw it up. Go to our website and buy as many as you can, MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner, plus a chance at a golden ticket to D.C. and a platinum ticket to Florida if it doesn't violate your parole. Do it. And do it now. Less than 2 weeks.
What?
And that goes double for you, Lori Loughlin. Get ready to trade full house for the big house. And a shared toilet. What? Gary Crimble.
Mike, on tomorrow's episode, let us explore Lori Loughlin's shared toilet.
I can't believe we're not 7 months.
I don't know. Doing everything but
sell him with that campaign?
Doing everything but handing him to him.
Oh my God, it's better than the Geico Gecko. Jesus, I work
who needs
with
a lizard?
Mentally ill people every day. I don't know what I'm doing. Holy Moses, that was my favorite. Didn't think that would be my favorite. What a weird day it is.
It is.
Let's open up the mailbag, shall we? Yeah. A lot of mail. God, we got is this as thick as I thought it is?
It's not as thick as you think, because there's a couple pages that don't have full letters on them.
All right, very good. Let's dive right in now. You're not special, Felicity.
No, sorry, shut up, Huffman.
Now the mailbag, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. First letter says, hi, guys. How is Oscar's eye?
Oh, yay!
The last update we got was the day before he left on vacation. Hope it's healed. Worried, Amy in Annapolis.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
Your eye looks
Mike, were
fine
you here?
To me. Right? Yeah.
But before I left?
So.
No.
I was not here.
Oh, you were not here.
Right.
Yeah, you had an eye thing.
Yeah, but you were... So he wasn't here. Okay, Rob wasn't here. Yeah, I got my eye drained.
You hit your eye.
I got my eye drained with a needle. Oh, wait, underneath, I guess my cheek, above my cheek here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It
was so swelled up.
Oh, you know
up.
What? I was here for that. You went to that sort of less than stellar doctor, a local guy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I went to my sister's. So I called my sister. I was worried about my eye being all messed up. And
see, I wasn't here for that, was I?
No, you weren't here.
You were here for the initial injury, but not the swelling. Oh,
all right. So it got really swollen up, and I remember calling my doctor and saying, hey, there's a big problem with my eye. And this is when you talk about being your own advocate. Like, if you know something's wrong and you're not a hypochondriac, you go and see other doctors.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Because they will tell you otherwise, because they're not wrapped up and they're like, oh, don't worry about it. Let me see you in 2 weeks.
You mean getting a second opinion?
A second opinion, yes.
Okay. So you went and got a
luckily, I called my sister for a second opinion. She said, your eye has some inflammation. I don't know what type of liquid there might be underneath what the inflammation is. Go see a friend of mine that's down the street. She called her doctor friend. The guy saw me and he said, well, there's one or two things we could do. You could come back in a couple weeks and then we could drain it, or I can just do it now with some topical, numbing cream.
Anesthetic.
Yeah, okay. And he did that, stuck a needle right in my cheek. And
blood? Was it bloody?
It was a mixture, I imagine. I know it's gross if you're eating breakfast. I'm sorry.
Like about a half gallon of applesauce.
Why did it swell up so bad? Was there an infection or something?
It was infected from the injury. And I don't know what happened.
That seems weird that it would be infected from just a grazing blow, you know?
It wasn't a grazing blow. I don't think you guys understand. Like, it was something that if I would have hit my eye proper, I probably would have lost my vision on this eye, because it hit right underneath.
And never again would he go to a 3D film. Yeah. Never. True Sandy Duncan situation.
So it's better now?
It's much better now. Thank you for asking.
I see no swelling.
Thank you for caring.
I care desperately.
Your brother took his funny pills today, and I'm having
3D
trouble
vision.
Doing this show.
3D it's gone.
Oh, stop. Andy Merrill writes, I'm sure you guys know this, but it should be said just in case. You have the only podcast in the world that nobody ever fast-forwards through the commercials. Because you... Oh, this is good. Get this right out to the advertisers. Nobody fast through the forwards through the commercials, because you never know when you might get solid gold, i.e. last week's cornerstone tap it spot.
Yeah.
We have fun during our commercials.
We do.
Occasionally. Most of the time, we're excited to tell you all about it, but sometimes we digress. I listen a lot to a lot of podcasts and always skip their commercials because they're way too scripted and predictable. But when Mike does what he does, well, I mean, the fruitcake spot is an example of that. When Mike does what he does, you guys get the point across and we all listen longer. I hope your advertisers get that. You guys are the best, loyal since the early 80s, and no end in sight. I have to tell you this, sir,
Andy.
Or ma'am, whoever wrote this.
Andy Merrill.
I have to say, Andy, if I had my druthers, one of the campaigns that I remember from that magnificent talent known as John Stewart was when he got permission from the Arby's company to just say horrible things about their food, and it just made me want to go to Arby's. And they were so sophisticated in their knowledge that this is just great content, that it's being woven into the show. And I've always believed that about, and not just endorsements. I like it when, you know, the best thing an advertiser says to us is, you know, you can have fun with it if you want.
Love it.
And if they want
that.
Oh, it's
so great.
And so many of our advertisers allow us to do that, and we're really grateful for that. Our friends down at Cornerstone are some of those people. They're a local advertiser, and they let us do it, and they are a great company. And I love doing that. If I could do it for everyone, there's some that, you know, don't approve.
Right.
But most of them do, so it's fun. More coming. Dear Rob, Oscar, Mike, Pony, and Maddie, my sister's birthday is tomorrow, and I'd like to wish her a special one. Becky is the type of person with whom you can drink with, until. That's not the proper sentence structure. Becky is the type of person you can drink with until and even after you puke. No one likes a quitter. She's the sister who convinces you that your older sister's that your old other sister is really a boy because her name is Randy. Duh.
Randy.
She's also the type of sister you can forgive for calling the police on your high school party. Yep, she's that sister. She's a C, okay? She was a C. Now she's cool. So to all those amazing sisters out there, and especially Becky, I send a tap dancing Rasta cheer for awesomeness. You ruined my childhood. It says you're ruined my childhood. But
Anne.
Made up for it in my adulthood. Smooches. Love, Ann. A.K.A. On the Rastaman. I'm dancing as fast as I can.
I think she might have.
I think that
right might after
have just
she puked
me for the entire mailbag. Hey guys, I was browsing on YouTube and I found Ted Knight, Ted Baxter from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, singing the 1950s song "Who Put the Bump." 2 seconds in, I had to copy you on it so you could hear it too. Play it, Rob. Aaron Turner. This is Ted Baxter.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I actually have this LP, but I've never brought it to work for like an audio vault or anything because it is really that bad. This is right when he was really scoring big as Ted Baxter. It's an LP called Hi Guys. It came out in 1975. It's so bad.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bump in the bump a bump a bump? Who put the ram in the ram a lam a ding dong? Who put the bump in the bop shabop shabop? Who put the dit in the dit?
Do you need a match for the fuse? Ah!
That wasn't terrible.
Lasted longer than I thought, guys.
Really we've heard worse.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, we've heard worse.
Yeah.
I lie. And he was kind of more nasal than he normally is. I don't understand the whole thing.
I think he didn't put a lot of effort into it.
Very good. Hey, TMOS, I just wanted to express my thanks to all of you, even the interns. In 2017, I lost my dad after his second battle with brain cancer. He was only 67. That's too bad. In 2018, my then 5-year-old daughter, Charlotte, was diagnosed with leukemia. Wow, what a 1-2 punch. That's terrible. To say we were devastated is an understatement. Through my loss and then my daughter's illness, you guys have been my reason to smile and laugh. I know after hospital stays or long days of treatment, you guys are always there for me to listen to or even watch on YouTube. I often listen to the same show multiple times because of my drive to the hospital. It can be over 2 hours each way. So thanks for all that you do. I love you guys. If you wouldn't mind giving a shout out to both of my daughters, I would love it. Charlotte, for showing me how strong she is through all the treatments and the multitude of medications she takes on a daily basis. And Sydney, for being a great big sister and supporting Charlotte throughout her journey. Thanks, guys, for everything. That comes from Jacqueline S. And Charlotte and Sydney, you guys rock. thank you for supporting your mom with all of this, and you guys are great kids. You really are.
Let me just tip one in thing. Jacqueline, keep your eye on that roadmap. They've got her treatment planned. She's going to be great, and it takes a lot of faith and a lot of strength, but I tell you what, you get it back tenfold. It's an awesome journey.
You ought to know.
Mm-hmm. Awesome journey, and you're going to do fine. Just stay strong.
Way to go, sisters. Charlotte and Sydney, good on you. Good on you, as they say in Australia.
I hear you.
Moving right along. Hey, TMOS crew. I recently had a dream where I won a contest. The grand prize was to have Rob Spiewak come to my house for dinner. This dream was most likely triggered by your golden ticket fruitcake contest.
Can't plan this show.
First of all,
we didn't do this in rehearsal. No. When Rob arrived, I was taken aback and dismayed at how disingenuous he was when we talked. Well, art imitates life there. Or should I say, when he talked, I couldn't get a word in edgewise. He just prattled on with banal small talk and platitudes. He didn't even touch the meal I'd cooked for the two of us. His last words to me as he was leaving were, "I'm going to go ahead and leave you with this delicious-looking cheeseburger that you've made." What a wonderful dream. Then he was out the door. The whole visit lasted only 15 minutes, and boy, was I pissed. Rob was a real hump.
Yes.
Upon reflection on this dream, the thing that upsets me most is the fact that I could have dreamt about anyone, real or fictional, and my mind chose to dream about Rob Spiewak. Ah. What does that say about me and my life choices? Thank you for your time. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go big potty. Matt Stephan.
Funny.
Thank you, Matt.
You know what's wild about that is that it was just me and him in the dream. I think I know what's going on there. Dinner for two.
I hold in my hand, ladies and gentlemen, the last letter.
Hi-oh! Hi-oh!
Nice.
May a herpetic prairie dog scuttle up your pants leg.
This is my favorite letter of the week, Mike, just so you know.
Finally, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Maddie, and Pony. I just wanted to share this brief story with you. Many years ago, I was waiting tables at a new restaurant on the Chip Strip. That's the nickname given to the popular bar district in Chippewa Street in downtown Buffalo. I was running late for my dinner shift and spotted a parking space on the other side of the street directly in front of the restaurant. As it was rush hour, the street was quite busy, and in my efforts to turn around and snag the spot, I managed to break about four traffic laws, cut off half a dozen motorists, nearly sideswipe a cyclist, and scared the bejesus out of a nearby pedestrian. Upon exiting my car, I noticed two men standing in the window of my restaurant watching the entire incident. One was the owner of the establishment, and the other was then-Mayor Anthony Masiello. I was introduced to the mayor when I got inside, and while he was very kind to me, I could tell that behind his pleasant demeanor, there was a man who clearly thought I was a dick. Oh, well. Hi, Maddie. Keep up the funny. Jeff Heller in Buffalo, New York. There it is, Maddie. Your father, the mover and shaker. Gotta make you feel special.
He was definitely judging.
Judging!
He was definitely judging you. I love that. Great mailbag. Keep them coming. You can send them with Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. We will take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This fall is going to be memorable as the Mike O'Mara Show celebrates 10 years of comedy gold with...
You've Got Mail.
Your emails in the Tuesday mailbag.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
A chance for you to express yourself in the Yak Shack. TMOS video on demand from YouTube and Instagram.
I'm going to help you win big.
The best football picks with Nikki Diamond and... TMOS Live 2019 in Las Vegas. Two nights, two different shows, and a million laughs. Keep up to date with everything happening at MikeOMaraShow.com as we celebrate a decade of laughter and fun.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. As you have probably heard, it's the 100th season of the NFL. In fact, we're going to be talking NFL football in 1 minute. Right now, more than 1,800 NFL players are just like me, Mike O'Mara, because they are sleeping on sleep number beds, people. Woo! All of us elite athletes recognize
How's that?
All of us elite athletes recognize the importance of a great night's sleep. And the Sleep Number bed is the best. I don't perform well on the field without it.
No, we've
seen
it.
Sleep Number beds allow me to adjust on each side to my ideal firmness, comfort, and support. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. And with Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks your slumber so you know every morning how well you've slept. I gain insights to maximize my best sleep, and I love it. My Sleep Number setting is a 90. Carla's is a 65. We love, love, love our Sleep Number bed. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Find your competitive edge with proven quality sleep starting at $9.99. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you do, please tell them that I sent you.
Yes.
The name's Bond. James Bond. No, you want to say Mike O'Mara.
They'll laugh at you if you say James Bond sent you.
I know. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the NFL because I have not looked at anything. I do not know what is going on. I don't have anything in my hand. Woo! I don't know what the results are. I know it was an interesting week. And are we bringing the commissioner in?
The commissioner is on her way in, yes.
This is exciting. Commish. All right, this is week two with Rob and Oscar and Mike competing with the picks to see exactly what's happening.
A lot now, on the line, a lot of money on the line.
Yes, lots of money.
$50 per person, per man, per week. And right. Trip, I believe. One of those one-syllable guys. Trip said, oh, no, I like it when you shout him out at once. Well, you know, you don't control the show, Trip, okay? You were the one that was complaining about it, I think, and I don't know what's going on. And now you'll write some hateful note to me about that.
And also, it's organic. It will evolve.
Yes.
It will evolve.
Yeah.
The commission.
We'll figure it out by the time.
Is in.
It's good. Matty Masiello, did you find it easier to manage our picks this week?
I did. You know, a chart still would have been easier, but I'm here to serve.
That's wonderful. Much like your, you know, your lineage, your father.
He's judging
people.
Yeah, judging, but get the job done. That's the
motto. Before we go on with all our results, let me congratulate you on your Buffalo Bills summarily thumping my New York Giants, and I believe the Giants have not announced a starting quarterback for next week. So,
nor have they announced a victory this year, have they?
No, they and I think there is every chance that they won't announce a victory for quite some time. But thanks for bringing it up, Maddie. Let's get to it. How are we going to lay out the picks this week?
Well, give you the results,
yes,
of last week, quite the roller coaster. Things have changed. They've taken a turn, and the mighty have fallen.
Oh, Rob Spiewak, that's directed at you, my boy.
Well, it's nice that I was
directed at you.
Good, you did the research, huh?
Had 7 days of being mighty, anyway.
Yeah.
So there's that.
You started out. That's one of the best opening weekends.
It was a great opening.
Anyone's had. It was incredible. So Rob stumbled a bit, eh?
He did. He, in fact, came in last.
Oh,
wow. Thank you, Washington Redskins, for really lighting it up at home at the opener. I'm glad you harnessed that anger from the first week.
Well, let me ask you something. So the Dallas Cowboys, because I know you follow it. You follow it like I do. We're not living and breathing it.
Right, right.
You had to be aware of the fact that the Dallas Cowboys absolutely lit up the New York Giants in game one.
Absolutely, but I do know this, and I follow the Redskins. I used to be a fan, and now I just follow them because they've treated me not so well in the past, so I like to see what happens with them.
Okay.
I do honestly feel the Redskins are an enigma in that they tend to win the games they should never win.
I agree with you, and I agree with you, although I picked the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I agreed with you with that, but I will tell you that.
And I just thought the factors at play, home opener coming off an angry loss.
I don't even know who the quarterback is. They got such a no-name quarterback. He's it's ridiculous.
Colt, K.
No, it's not Colt.
Gary,
it's
Billy, not, something.
Keenum.
Sonny.
Keenum.
So Rob Spiewak, what did he finish? What was the record for Rob Spiewak, Maddie?
9-7.
Ouch.
It's right. That is coming back to earth.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Wow.
Mike,
all right,
you came in second this week. 10-6.
There you go.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
That's a silver medal appearance right there.
Look who's grinning over here. Look.
And the big winner. You know, it was that Bears game that put you over the edge.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes!
Bears over the Broncos.
Yes! And
11,
I had it wrong.
11-5.
11-5.
That's a great week. Congratulations.
Big win.
I would imagine we have to be pretty bunched up then.
Well, right?
Yeah, got to be tight.
The most interesting fact is Rob and Oscar are now tied overall.
Wow.
23-8.
Nice job.
And I'm in second place. What is my total record?
21-10.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Not too far
behind.
I'm within
sniffing distance.
There we go. You don't want to smell that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. Well, we got to get serious now. We got to start paying attention more. That's it.
This has changed everything. And you said it best, Maddie, that the dynamics now of Rob and I tied you within sniffing or striking distance.
Yeah.
And as long as Rob keeps on betting on Case Keenum and the Redskins, we're going to be A-OK.
What's the name of the quarterback
Case
again?
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum.
Yes.
You know, if
sounds like
if
a
you're
jumble.
Listening to, well, no, it sounds like I have a recommendation for him. Case, hi, it's Mike O'Mara. Case Keenum, listen, I know you're playing for the Redskins. You're starting quarterback right now, but everybody needs a little break, and I know you get Tuesdays off. So I suggest that maybe Case Keenum on Monday night with Tuesday off out at the Redskins training facility, you might take a drive down to the beach, just have a little beach day. And when you're driving through Annapolis, Case Keenum, I suggest that you pull off to the side of the road and stop and have a little meal at the Whitehall Inn. It's a fabulous place.
Really?
Yes, it's, well, now it's an abandoned lot, I think.
Let's say it's still there.
Let's say it's still there. So Case Keenum, you can pull off, and when you get to the Whitehall Inn, Case Keenum, make sure that Case Keenum has some of those Whitehall Inn fabulous fruit fritters. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're looking live at the Whitehall Inn, Case Keenum. Eating his third fruit fritter.
You know what's great about the way that this the scores have fallen out? Oscar and I tied, meaning that we have each other in our sights.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to inspire Mike to make some gutsier picks.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're poised to strike. Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't really been thinking through.
The Lions. Take the Lions.
Yeah.
That's what got you. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that I have to... I can't even go back and tell you why. I can't do analysis. We're not a sports show.
Well,
we just
also,
like betting.
You
like
saw what happened with Rob when he... thought ahead and he laid out his picks prior to coming in. Whoever gave him that advice, you got to find a new advisor.
Okay, so I'll cancel my internet?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because the pros aren't perfect either.
I'm going back to USA Today, Mike.
Yeah, I know. But you know what's sad with me, I really, at the beginning of the NFL season, I'm actually like every other Rube out there, and I get really, really excited. And to have your team immediately... To go into the season and just say they're so bad they might not win a game. That's the worst feeling in the world. And by the way, I am so sick of looking at the Eli Manning expression every week, which is that you know what the basic look on his face is? Did somebody fart? What is that?
You have to release a test fart.
Yes, I'm very, very frustrated. And at least I don't know. It doesn't look as bad. The Redskins scored enough points. We'll see what happens.
You want to guarantee a Giants victory, Mike? Pick against them.
Yeah, you're absolutely. You know what? I might just do that.
Yep.
I don't know who. I don't even know who they're playing this week. I have no idea. But hey, Jimmy Cerrito and Matty Masiello, Buffalo appears to be for real.
Absolutely.
And I like. And by the way, when one of the reporters asked him did he ever consider playing for New York, and he said, I play for New York. I love that. Did you love that, Maddie? Did
that was
you
great.
See
that?
That is our quarterback. That is our motto. I was so happy.
Oh,
yeah.
That's perfect.
Josh Allen, man. That guy
I think
is
his name
real
is
deal.
Case Allen.
Case Allen?
Yes.
Fritters.
Yes.
Giants are playing the Buccaneers this coming week. They're torn between Florida
in Florida?
And your home team.
I,
it doesn't
I have
say
no loyalty to Tampa.
At or where. No. Oh, they're going to be in the Pirate Ship. In Tampa Bay.
They're going to be the Pirates.
The neighbors came over last night, and they were mentioning this other community up towards Tampa, a little bit halfway between us. And Carla said, well, let's take a look at that. And then, oh, God, I'm dealing with that right now. That's how much the prices of the houses are. Mm. Oh, my God, look, they got a great school desk. I like that. Don't uproot me. Don't uproot me. I know I say I hate these people, but I don't really hate them. Please, God, no. I don't want to move again.
Do you think Case Manning will play well in the humidity?
Case Manning. Yeah, the humidity will drip off his teeth as he breathes through his mouth. Well, thank you, Maddie.
Thank you, Maddie.
Keep up the good work.
Maddie,
is there another Thursday night game this week?
There is. Maddie had a question for us first.
I did.
That she said she wanted to address on the show. I said, what is she? Because I'll tell you tomorrow. So,
All right. Let's hear
it. So yesterday, I was thinking about the importance of having everything on tape. You know, Rob was able to call back all the picks from last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to address the commissioner's commission.
Really?
I welcome your thoughts.
All right.
So
I'm lost.
What's the consideration? The commissioner usually gets a consideration.
Oh,
that
I
was
see.
Mentioned. We just never put yes.
an honorarium.
Yeah, an honorarium.
Oh, you mean like a percentage of the wagering?
We never decided on a set number. I would just like to do that.
I would like to put something. I'll put something out to the board. I'll put something out to the board.
No, stop. I don't want you here. I don't want your hands anywhere near this.
All right.
This is now. I know you like money.
No, I love money.
Yeah, but right. I was going to save you money.
Yeah, I know. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Here we go.
I was going to say 5% of the total take, less 1% every week we spot an error.
Oh, that is messed up. Rob, you are a dick.
Just a thought. And it's just it's just thrown Maddie against the wall.
I did see that coming. How about starting this week on? So all past errors.
Oh, absolutely.
Are
I
wiped.
Wouldn't.
I'm fine with that.
I would not That's penalize fine. You That's on that
fine.
Past
I'm
error.
I'm fine. And you guys work out the math because I don't want to think about it. My brain's hurting already.
It'd be $2.50. Right. It's only $2.50 a week.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Okay. Thank you, Madam Commissioner.
We'll take care.
Appreciate that. Way to go. Congratulations, you two. Tied for number one. Me bringing up the rear. We'll take a break.
In my sights, Santana.
We will.
I love it.
We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Michael Mara Show.
What's your name?
You. That's my name. ABC. A always. BBC. Calling the Yak Shack. AIDA. Ad. Interest. Drunk. Asshats. Ad. Do you have something to add? Interest. Are you interesting? I know you are, because it's yak or walk. You call or you hit the bricks. Drunk. Have you had a few drinks tonight?
Aye.
And asshats. That's kind of self-explanatory. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. F*** you. That's my name.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen to some amazing numbers from Cornerstone. At this very moment, we have $6.3 trillion in tappable home equity in the United States. That's right. As Jack Ken Cook would say, it's tappable. Mm. That's the highest amount tappable equity ever, or the highest amount of tappable equity ever. Tappable equity. The big sound in the big town. Boom. One. Tappable equity time. Bing bong. 5 minutes past the big hour. 5 o'clock. So the time has come to tap it. Go on. Come on.
Get.
Come on. Bring it back
Get.
Here.
Get.
It. There you go. Tap it. Tap. Tap, 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 tap. Rates are at their lowest level in 3 years. So almost every homeowner in the country can benefit from a refinance right now.
Hold it. When do they benefit?
Beep. But you need to call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone will guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply. But if you're in the market for a refi or a neo mortgage or need to take out some equity or eliminate EMI, do yourself a favor and call Cornerstone to go over your specific situations and options, all credit types considered for tapping. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado, as some people say. Some family members I've heard of that put the A in where the O should be.
Sometimes they say Missouri.
Missouri, where are you going? Colorado? I was married to a woman who had a mom that said Hawaii. Actually
wow.
said my two favorite places I want to go, Hawaii and Texas. Hawaii. I said, oh, how quaint.
I don't know what's worse, saying Hawaii or wanting to go to Texas.
Click their banner on our web. Well, those are the two places.
Yeah, saying.
Tells you all you need to know. Click their banner on our website or visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866, the numbers I say so well every week. 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. I think I showed you this on the show, but this is my new
rubber wedding
flexible
ring.
Mm-hmm. Wedding ring. And we only have a few minutes here, but I bring this up because yesterday it was mentioned that Oscar lost his wedding ring. So I
these are now
this stays on my
you're
finger.
A Packers fan. Look at that.
I can turn it inside
Green
out
Bay.
And it's orange.
Go Pack go.
Yeah, there
oh,
you
look
go.
At that.
So what's the deal with you and your wedding ring?
Well,
sacred piece of jewelry.
On my way out to Big O and Duke's The Boss Man Show with Chad's dad, I was racing out. I was saying goodbye to my wife because she was exhausted from the day. And I said, well, someone's got to go and earn a living. So you can stay home.
Don't give her that.
I'll go and have fun by myself.
Would she have been a good replacement for you if you had stayed home and she had went and done the podcast?
No, okay. Not at all. No, she doesn't have those talents.
So you're racing out. Did you have it on when you left?
No, she said, where's your red? She goes, she didn't actually, it was more of a, she looked at my hand. She goes, what's up with your wedding ring? I was like, oh, I'll call you. Last week I went to go visit.
What?
Well, I'm trying to figure out like the sequence of.
How to speak the Queen's English.
I'm sorry.
For Christ's sake. I'm trying.
Did you lose it? I think I lost it because it's not 100%. I think I
can we get a percentage?
I would say 70%.
That's like a D plus.
I got a 30% option possibly.
All right.
All right.
So I went to see my mom this past week. I remember taking my wedding ring off when I went to Burger King and I washed my hands after the meal.
Doesn't your mom insist you take off your wedding ring when you visit so she's not reminded
of her
daughter-in-law?
I'm one to take off my ring when I wash my hands because I don't like have that wet residue.
I get
I know people that do that. It just annoys me.
Hmm. Okay. So you remove your wedding ring every time you wash your hands?
Yes.
That's dangerous.
3 times a week.
No, because it can slip and go down the drain.
That's bad, right?
You are correct.
I didn't mean that.
I've always heard
sorry.
Of that that move where you take out you're drying off your hands and then you pull the paper towel off your hand and it pulls off your wedding ring as well and
I
then you
it.
Throw it away.
One time when I was skinny, my ring fell off in the pool and I had to find it in the swimming pool.
That was impossible. Rob and I have both lost weight. I know what he's talking about. I've lost weight to the point where I will make a point and I will throw the ring. Because it'll slide off my
like
finger.
Like a ninja.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with that. But I would tell you this.
My ring is safe right now.
Oscar, as a big...
It's got a life lock on it.
Yeah.
It's not never
without
coming
a,
off
not
now.
Not without a file.
As a big-time wedding ring loser,
yes.
I find that the more you take it off and put it on, the more you increase your likelihood of losing the piece of jewelry.
Okay.
But I would say, of all the people I know, you have the most experience with wedding rings.
That's very cruel, but I understand where it comes from.
Can you carry it over?
No.
Okay.
No. That's frowned
that's
upon.
That's bad luck.
Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah.
No, but I think two of them I didn't get back.
What do you mean? Yeah.
I didn't get my rings back.
I'm sorry to
you
hear
don't get,
that.
You, when you get divorced, you don't get the engagement ring back.
No. Oh, they keep them?
They keep them.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's the deal, Wade.
Wow.
What now, you can't hold me to that because I could maybe go back and say I'll give it back to you because I know it's a family heir, but I don't think I got that consideration.
I thought I after remember. The first one, didn't you get the ring back and turn it into a stud for your ear?
Penis.
That's right.
A Prince Albert.
Because it was a family heirloom.
Yes, there he was. Ow. Exactly.
I've heard about people, men after divorces, going to like the river and throwing their ring in the river. To signify that the marriage is over.
I didn't do that.
Either. Okay, and pawn it.
We have this like awkward exchange before I leave. And then I talk to her. We're talking to her on the phone. I'm taking an Uber down to Jam and Java. I'm explaining to her that I am in high communication with the manager at the Burger King in Olney, Maryland, which is really Leisure World, not Olney, if you want to call it, logistics.
How did that conversation go?
Well,
was it a phone call?
I didn't think she cared because I said, look, this wedding ring is it's a tungsten like $70 ring. It's not right. It's $50.
Okay. I like the steel ring.
It's not a diamond. It's nothing crazy. I could call the jeweler, get something that looks exactly the same. There's no engraving in it. It's
got it.
No one would know. And that was my plan if this was not going to be found.
You should get one thing
in a new one.
You should get one thing engraved in it. Number two.
Number two?
For the second ring. That way you can keep track of which one you're on.
All right.
Not number two, meaning
he was talking
poop.
About washing his hands in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Sorry, George Carlin and everything.
My ring says cheesies.
Yeah.
She was upset because the way that I proposed the situation, I said, this is no big deal. It's just a ring. It's not like your ring that's your, a diamond ring. This is a... like a fake metal that's supposed to be, I was like, and it could also be in the studio somewhere because I usually take off my watch and my ring when we're running cable or we're racking equipment because I don't want to scratch either.
Right.
So this could.
I know I got two of them lying around here now.
See,
Carl
you're good.
Me like four of them.
So I didn't think it was a big deal.
I'd be worried if my wife bought multiple wedding rings.
Then it became a big deal, I think, because my words that I chose were not appropriate. Where I said, what's the big deal? There is not anything. This doesn't mean anything special. Mm-hmm. It'll. But I was alluding to the ring itself, not the marriage. Right. So
if were you not explicitly clear in that?
Well, I thought we were talking about the ring. I wasn't trying to be weird about it or disrespectful.
Yeah, it's official. I lost my second one.
As Mike looks around his studio.
But you have that one. You got one.
I got one on.
Yeah. And so, are we green or yellow today? I forget.
I guess the question to you fellas is this.
Yellow.
Is, look, I got 30%. The guy in Olney, he was very helpful. He only works like, he's the manager, like three of the, I guess they have multiple managers there. And
that's why they're run so well, Mike. The manager's only there 3 days a week.
He said, do not worry, my friend. People handing stuff weeks and days after they find them. And he goes, if it was not the diamond, you'd probably get it back.
Well, that's a nice piece of logic.
And I said, okay. So roughly every couple of days, I call up to that place and see if he's working and I can talk to him about it. And if he doesn't, I guess find anything, or I don't find it around the racks here at work, then I will order a new one next week and we'll be A-okay.
Well, I'll offer as a final piece of advice on this subject. One thing, you have a good relationship with this manager at Burger King?
Yes.
All right. So, and you seem to be like kind of low-keying the whole loss because it's made out of steel, easily replaceable.
Yes, yes.
I would change that with him, and maybe you can work it into some free Whoppers or something like that. You know, I thought that might be.
Sir, I'll buy all the impossible Whoppers you have. Right. If you find, you will set record sales if you find my wedding ring.
But if you have to replace it, talk to him about getting one made out of onion.
An onion ring?
Yeah.
An onion ring. There. That's good. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Onion ring.
Hey, guys, it's Angie with the Oh My Goff Show with a new show out now. Are you ready for some football? Santana Moss has gone from being a football star to stellar broadcaster to my personal life coach. Also coming up, secrets to a successful prom date. The LP is called Frampton Comes Alive. And we've got Sex and the City creator Candace Bushnell spilling the tea all over the studio, Mike. Subscribe to the Oh My Goff Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. Who knows? You might get lucky.
Thank you, Andrew. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. I know that people that listen to this show know that I'm out on the golf course a lot, but being on the golf course this time of year down in Southwest Florida, there's heat and then there's heat. I've acclimated to it. We play golf in temperatures yesterday that was the temperature itself, 94 degrees. Mm.
This is the beginning of it.
That's barely doable. When the sun comes out from behind the cloud, it's a different world, and it's a different world about hydrating. Because you just can't get enough water into you. And yesterday was a great example of what I'm drinking right now, which is Liquid IV. And drinking this out on the golf course, it tastes phenomenal. So it's very easy to keep hydrating yourself. And you get 2 to 3 times faster hydration. And it's more efficient than water alone. And it has a bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. So when we got a heat index down here yesterday that was really maybe the hottest I've been out there. It was tough. And I'm not getting that low-grade heat exhaustion headache or any of that because I'm slamming the Liquid IV, and it's phenomenal stuff, and it's better than drinking the water alone. I love it, a healthy alternative to traditional sports drinks that are too sugary. It has no artificial flavors or preservatives, non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten. I really do love Liquid IV, and I've talked a few times about the morning after. It's great for that, too. But when it's out there and you're dealing with some real heat and hydration issues, Liquid IV.
Oh, you'll prevent feeling bad later on in the evening.
It's amazing absolutely. How well you do with it. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com. When you use our code TMOS at checkout, that's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com, enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating and do it today, people.
News.
Boo. I'm looking around for my news. Where the hell did I put it? On the floor.
News!
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 You mean you print that out? I thought you just told the stories.
Well, I just told the stories off the top of my head.
Here's another one that's on my mind.
I didn't want to spill. I didn't want to spill my liquid IV. That's why I was dancing around here. So when did Liam Hemsworth realize that he was splitting from Miley Cyrus? Well, when he read about it on the internet.
Oh, son, nap.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. According to the New York Post, I sounded like Krusty the Clown. According to the New York Post, Liam was blindsided when Miley's people announced their separation back on August 10th. The breakup wasn't necessarily unexpected. They were pretty much headed in that direction. But sources say Liam was still trying to save the marriage and wasn't ready to call it quits yet. So kind of a rough way to find out that everything happens.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you, Liam, but I posted it on Instagram.
Hey, Miley, I want to make out with a girl online.
That's done, Wrecking Ball.
Saturday Night Live yesterday fired comedian Shane Gillis just 4 days after they said he was being added to the cast. It just kept coming with this guy.
Yeah, this guy's a bad scene.
These white guys that do these podcasts and they want to sound tough guy. They do. I understand what he's doing. But I listen to some of the crap that this guy does.
I haven't heard it.
If it was longer on the funny and less on the misogyny and it's just, you know,
the racial.
As soon as his casting was announced, the internet dug up videos of him making racist comments about Asians on his podcast. Saw those.
Yes.
They weren't all that funny. Listen, Jesus Christ, the whole Asian thing, that's been 10 years, hasn't it?
A decade?
Oh, yeah. You don't go there. I don't get it. I just don't get the young guys coming up with doing this.
Take a page from the Kyle Mooney playbook. Don't do anything funny ever, and you'll work at Saturday Night Live the rest of your life.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. In another episode, he used homophobic slurs to mock other comedians. Once the video started making the rounds, Shane issued a pretty weak apology, claiming he was a comedian who pushes boundaries. Well, I get that too. I understand you got to have an edge, and joke reality is not the same, but it's different if you're going to go on national television.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's the game you're playing.
And also,
it sucks.
I hate to say it, but you get a little further pushing the boundaries if you're funny or clever.
Yeah. And you hadn't had a chance yet.
Right.
SNL called Shane's comments, quote, offensive, hurtful, and unacceptable, and added, quote, we're sorry that we did not see these clips earlier and that our vetting process was not up to our standard. It feels ridiculous for comedians to be making serious public statements, but here we are. He said, I'm a comedian who was funny enough to get on SNL. That can't be taken away. That's a stupid thing.
He's not, dumb.
He's a dummy. He is.
And then Lauren ate fresh popped popcorn.
He said, of course, I wanted an opportunity to prove myself at SNL, but I understand it'd be too much of a distraction. I respect the decision they made. Then he joked, quote, I was always a mad TV guy anyway. Yeah, just, hey, there he goes. Yeah. Do you think he'll get a bump from this?
No,
I just saw the story last night on the news, and I was like, damn.
It's been brewing for a while, though.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that this guy had this issue.
Yeah.
You know what I wish sometimes? I wish that these tough guys, these guys that are just so scary, edgy, would edge on the side of being more of a real man.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sometimes it frustrates me. We have plenty of room. Well, or maybe we really don't have room for the guys that are going to say things that aren't necessarily kind or politically correct. You know, it seems to me that
was it funny were they just hateful?
It wasn't hateful, nor was it super funny. It was right in the middle of stuff. Would I have had
it
a
wasn't
problem
even,
with it,
it
being
was,
an 80s guy that was doing it? God, I did a character based on an Asian stereotype back when I, you know, didn't know any better. I really didn't. But I certainly haven't done anything close to that in the last decade or so because I know what the game is right now. And I get it more. This is not because the rules have changed. This is because I've been enlightened as to the way that these stereotypes hurt people. Nobody was copping to it. They were just quietly suffering. And people suffer because of this, and you got to be a little more edgy. It's still funny when you hear something that's politically incorrect. It is. We laugh at taboo. You can't help it when we stop doing that. But, you know, when you have one after the other, if you're going that route, and I didn't hear the homophobic thing. That's what I... And it wasn't... So I didn't hear... The only thing I heard was the Asian thing.
I heard that too, and for me, it felt lazy. and too cool lazy for the room.
Wasn't there a meanness to it, Rob? There was
yes,
a dismissive meanness, which is just like, oh, aren't you cool?
Yeah,
you know, and he wasn't, and that's what frustrates me. You know,
he's more of a mad TV guy.
Yeah. Hey, tough guy. Netflix may have lost The Office and Friends, but they secured a major property to help make up for it. They just acquired worldwide rights to Seinfeld.
Ooh.
In a 5-year deal worth $500 million.
Oh my God.
Hulu has it now, but their deal ends in 2021. You know what? I like Netflix so much that yeah, for me that feels
the
like
win
a win
for subscribers.
Mm. Yeah. That's 2021 is when Netflix gets it. They won Seinfeld in a bidding war. Just about everybody. Hulu bid on it. Amazon, NBC, HBO Max, CBS.
$100 million dollars a year.
Finally, yeah. Jerry Seinfeld gets a win. Finally.
Yes, yeah, he needs the money. He really needs about it. According to a new study out of Scotland, you make bad decisions on an empty stomach. There we go, Rob Spiewak.
Ooh, I made a bad decision.
The researchers found that when people were hungry, it made them more impatient. And they wound up making dumber, more impulsive decisions. Get in my belly. People generally know when they are hungry, and they shouldn't really go food shopping because they are more likely to make choices that are either unhealthy or intelligent. That's the truest thing in the world.
Yep.
Going to a grocery store hungry is insanity.
The worst.
Have you ever been really hungry and gone to Costco?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like it. If you throw it out the window, and I've done that maybe, and I'm really being serious here, I've probably done that 3 times in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Where I'm not dieting that weekend, and I say throw caution to the wind, and I go into Costco, the big box store, and I get whatever I want.
Yeah, you come home, and you look at the plot, you look in your pantry, and say, what the hell is brownie bark?
That's funny.
Jesus, it's going to be a good weekend, because I've got 500,000 Rice Krispie treat bars.
Individually wrapped.
Oh my God. Fantastic. Anyway, so don't go shop hungry.
Don't go shopping.
ESPN's College Game Day was in Ames, Iowa this past weekend. And as always, there were a ton of fans in the background holding up homemade signs. One of them was a student named Carson King. We won't do that again. Sounds like the quarterback of the Redskins. He had a sign that said, Bush Light Supply needs replenished. Then it listed his information so people could Venmo him.
Brilliant.
I love college kids.
That's so smart.
I love
so
college smart. Kids. Well, it worked. Within minutes, he had hundreds of dollars in his account. And by Monday, it was up to $5,000.
Wow, that's a lot of Bush.
Which could buy him a whole lot of Bush Light. Way to go, Iowa. But instead of keeping the money or throwing a party, he's donating it. I love this kid.
Oh,
he
really?
called into a radio station in Des Moines. Why Des Moines? Should have called into a radio station in Iowa City. Hello.
Yeah, Steve would ask him for the money, though. And I was wondering if I could have some of that $5,000. Please.
We need a help, please. He said he's buying one case of beer out of the money
that's
he got.
Cool.
I love this.
If it's Bush Light, that's $7.
The rest of the money will go to that just wonderful place, University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
Very cool.
That's awesome. That's just a good kid. That is a great story.
Good for him.
Well, now that we come from Iowa down to my state, because we are... with a little something, something, we're flipping
back
to the other side of the world.
Florida. Florida, yes.
A 35-year-old woman, her name is Megan Mondanaro, and she has a 31-year-old boyfriend. His name, of course, is Aaron Thomas. They were arrested on Friday night.
Ace Thomas.
In Fernandina Beach, Florida, for biking drunk. The cops wound up cuffing both of them and putting them in the back of a cop car. Now, while the cops were still outside of the car, somehow, Megan and Aaron managed to get their clothes off and started having sex in the cruiser.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Maybe they both had experience getting the job done with handcuffs. Who knows? A cop opened the door to stop them. According to the report, Aaron was totally naked already, and Megan's pants were down and her breasts were fully visible. In the chaos, Aaron tried to run away naked. But the cops managed to track him down by a Cold Stone Creamery nearby.
Oh!
I love my state. Megan also resisted arrest when she started kicking a cop.
Oh, yeah, no. Naturally.
Way to go, Megan. They were both charged with a DUI, resisting arrest, exposure of sexual organs, and engaging in lascivious acts. And Aaron was also hit with charges for escape. In Florida, I would also charge them with being amazing. There we go. Wow, can you imagine that? You're cuffed in back of a police car and you get your clothes off and start having sex?
And then run to the ice cream parlor.
I love it here. Yeah. Favorite flavor was cheesecake.
Oh!
But anyway, there you go. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody, just when you thought it was safe to go on a diet, Rob Speedwack's Fantabulous Fruitcakes are back, and for a very limited time. So go to the MikeOmeraShow.com website, click on the Fruitcake Futures banner, where you have a choice of the Deluxe or the Super Premium, which comes with a signed card and a special gift. And as a bonus, two lucky P1s will have a chance at a golden ticket, which you get to hang out with the boys, Rob and Oscar, in the studio, or a platinum ticket where you get the honor of hanging with Mike in Florida. So like Robert De Niro says in The Untouchables, be part of a team. Buy your fruitcake today, capiche? Now, let's return to the platinum ticket himself, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Polly. And opera, hey, Polly, music. I do have to pass this along that my son's favorite band, and I'm not kidding you right now, because of some cartoon he's watching, is Kiss. He loves Kiss.
No way, really?
Yeah, he loves Kiss. I tried to help, but I can't do it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Yay! What actually makes a better toothbrush? What? Industrial strength powers, space-age polymers, multiple modes? No. If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. That's why you need Quip. Quip is the electric toothbrush designed to focus on what actually matters for your oral health, healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations and built-in timer ensure that you brush for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes, resulting in an even clean. Also, Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. It's simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. Simply put, Quip makes brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. So ditch the gimmicks and grab a Quip, starting at just $25, and you get your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. This is a simple way to support our show and start brushing better. But you have to go to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill free. Right now, go to getquip.com/TMOS. And now, back to the man who's got the platinum audio vault. Here he is. Oops, wrong sound effect.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
So if you're going to be on TV, collect yourself. Be prepared. Have something nice to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a gentleman in Michigan who went Krogering. That's what they call the grocery store campaign up there. When you go to the Kroger, you go Krogering. Right. And he bought some pastries, and his daughter bit into one, and there was a needle in it. It pricked her on the lip. And that's no good, right? I mean, it wasn't a hypodermic needle. It was a sewing needle. Mm-hmm. And this is his presentation when he's in. I would be outraged. Here's his presentation after going to the Michigan Kroger.
She took a pastry out of her mouth, and I looked down, and it was a needle there. I was kind of freaked out initially, like, hey, how'd that get in there?
It's so stupid. Wow. Hey,
how about that?
How'd that get in there?
Yeah, way to give us the play-by-play.
I said, there's a needle coming out of your lip, honey. This is my deal here, Wade.
She took a pastry out of her mouth, and I looked down, and it was a needle there. I was kind of freaked out initially, like, hey, how'd that get in there, you know? If they find that somebody maliciously did that with ill will, by all means, prosecute to the full intent.
Yeah, he's angry.
Talk about finding the needle in the haystack.
Hey. Yeah. Did you do it maliciously, or did you just want it to be a nice needle then?
Come on now, I'll fix you some eggs.
Now, Mike, I know that you sometimes have people wandering around your house. Is it by any chance Tom Bergeron down there?
Oh,
I haven't seen Tom Bergeron Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars premiered last night, and there was a big hullabaloo because Christie Brinkley was to be a contestant this year.
Yeah, and she broke her arm or something like that. They're saying she might have faked it.
Well, that's my thought. 3 days ago, she broke her wrist, and they actually played the audio of her breaking her wrist. Of course she was dancing to Uptown Girl. So this is the rehearsal, right?
I think I broke my arm. Oh, I swear to God.
No way. Can we get somebody here, please? Can we get somebody?
But don't worry, because ready to step in, you don't want to mess with the formatics of the show, is her daughter, Sailor Brinkley Cook, ready to step in and dance for her. And, well, you know what I did before I even saw that Wendy Williams, she takes no prisoners.
Christy Brinkley, she's 65. She fractured her shoulder and her wrist practicing over the weekend. Well, that looked fake as hell. Okay, let me tell you what I see. I don't see a wrist and a shoulder being fractured, but that was real cute. Listen, here's my thought, okay?
What?
I think what Christy did was she signed up for Dancing with the Stars knowing that she'd put her daughter Sailor in there. Now, you know, Sailor is beautiful. Sailor is a Sports Illustrated model, but that's not as big as being a Jenner, like a Kendall Jenner.
So Wendy called her on it right away. Oh. I'm curious to see if there's going to be any bounce back on that.
Yeah, well, you know, a pretty easy way to, you bring out an X-ray.
We would all do that, but it's...
If you got a broken bone, you show an X-ray. Well, if you don't show an X-ray, you break a wrist, right?
I need proof, and then you show an X-ray.
That's
Tom Bergeron comes out in scrubs.
Here we go. Let's take a look at the X-ray. No broken bones, Christy.
Do you think this is on them or the producers saying, look?
Could be in any direction, but if it's real... And she did break a bone. You break a bone. There is irrefutable evidence of that. You know, and I'd
like it better if when she bowed out, Billy Joel replaced her.
I'm dancing with the stars.
And he had to dance with her man partner. I think that'd be good.
I love that idea.
You know, I wrote a love letter to Ringo on this show a few weeks ago. And now he's burned up some of his plus points.
Oh, really? What did Ringo do, your favorite musician?
He is announced that on his new album, he's going to do that thing. Remember when the Beatles did this Free as a Bird song where they took a sort of a raw John Lennon tape and George and Paul and Ringo finished it for him and they called it a new Beatles song?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They did two of those and I thought that was sort of a nice thing that they did. But he's doing it again on his new album, and he's getting Paul to play on it, and Joe Walsh is playing on it, and he's doing a song from Lennon's last, one of Lennon's posthumous albums called Milk and Honey. It's called Grow Old With Me. So Ringo's going to drum on it, Paul's going to play bass, Joe Walsh is going to play lead guitar, and they're going to have John singing lead, and they're going to call it sort of a Beatles reunion.
What, they're using a track from
John? Yeah, they've got his voice track that they're going to use to build the record. I think it cheapens it.
John's going to sing lead. I mean, that'd be a story.
Hologram.
No, you can hear it. This is sort of the unfinished track that they released on the album. So their notion is they're going to finish it up. I think it's a money grab. I feel bad about it. I don't think it's a valid idea.
You know what I really think
it
about
sounds
this?
Sounds terrible.
Well, they'll restore it. I mean, okay. It is because it was a cassette demo.
All right.
Literally, yeah.
I can express my feelings by using the music of the late Kevin Meaney.
Ah.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
All right, let's close with this then. You might care about this. Right. This is, you can find this on YouTube. It was trending yesterday. They did a parody commercial for Toyota, but not for a brand new Toyota Sienna, for a 2006 Toyota Sienna.
Oh, okay.
And these guys did such a great job. I mean, like, nice camera shots. They used a drone for an air, and they're shooting out in the salt flats and everything. But it's so clearly a 13-year-old car. Check this out.
Before there was the first car, there was the first road. Before there was the 2019 Toyota Sienna, there was the 2006 Toyota Sienna. With dual power mirrors, manual reclining seats, and two glove compartments. With over 40 horsepower, 300,000 miles, and a V6 engine to bring your family from one point to the next. Because it's not about when you get there, it's about how you get there. Reintroducing the all-used 2006 Toyota Sienna.
I like that they don't even have a real announcer.
No, it's just the guy.
I love that he's got like a guy. It's just amateurish enough where it's funny.
And the video is great. And breaking news when it feels like breakings. This just in. Washington Post announced Cokie Roberts has passed at age 75.
Safe Home Cokie Roberts. Inner circle of DC. Cokie. Wow, that was quick.
Yeah.
She was on TV a very short time ago.
So that is breaking news, and that is your Magic Audio Vault, and great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Well, I think we made it indelibly clear to you, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in what I would describe as a fruitcake push.
Yes.
You see this man over there? He's been working himself to the bone.
Don't
you want to see him perkier? Don't you want to see him?
Perkier.
He's been killing himself. He's going between two villages.
I know. A man of two villages.
A man of two villages. Please. And he lost his goddamn wedding ring.
That's right. And you know, that means he's not married anymore.
If you have ever felt a shred of love and respect for Oscar Santana.
Shred.
Don't buy one, buy two. Buy two. And stop circulating that video of him flipping burgers in that Walmart.
That's
commercial.
Right. That's right.
That's not Oscar Santana.
And remember, if you win the platinum ticket, it's transferable.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, it can be transferable into your disposal. I want to tell you. Thank you very much. Wow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kid?
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.